stood back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is Tuesday, October 14, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Fellow Defending Father Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, buddy, I got your flyer, and it looks like the tickets are available online, and you've got the menu selected, you got the pricing all figured out. Why don't you go ahead and explain the flyer to everybody?
Yeah, so last week we were talking about the next upcoming event, which Wednesday, October 22nd at 6 o'clock at the new location on Old 27 South in Gaylord, we're doing our first bourbon tasting and dinner. And alongside that, we're going to be doing a bottle signing event as well. So our attorney, Dave Delaney, who's going to be there, I'll be there. A lot of other great patriots that have supported us are going to be there, Barrel Club members. So what we're doing is Chef Ben is putting together an amazing four-course meal for us, and we're pairing together four bourbons to go along with it. I should say actually five courses, including dessert, but four bourbons to taste alongside each of those entrees. And then two of them are going to be, of course, the Gaylord Gold Iron Pig Bourbon that we just launched a couple months ago. So tickets are available online for that. The dinner itself is $99. That's all included with that, everything, the bourbon and everything. And then what we're doing is a reduced price point. So what we talked about last week briefly was that for Bourbon Barrel Club members that get four of our first runs of bourbon, we're doing a discounted ticket price for that. Now, I wanted to offer it for free to all of our new members, but it turns out the Liquor Commission doesn't allow you to say free when offering alcoholic beverages. So what we're doing is we're doing a discounted rate for any Bourbon Barrel members for $50, because there's going to be a fair amount of bourbon that we're going to be serving. Obviously not too much, but just enough to have a really great time with all the guests, myself and our attorney, Dave Delaney. IronPigSmoke.com.
Yeah, IronPigSmoke.com is where the tickets are. On the flyer here, it does say $49 for the barrel members. And honestly, with all the bourbons that you're serving throughout the meal, I mean, even if you're talking like $10, you know, a shot or a finger or two,
right?
With these bourbons you've got listed on here, Eagle Rare, Old Forester 100. And then, of course, your Golden Gold small batch, single barrel. This is the Iron Pigs bourbon right there on here as well. So $49 Liquor Control Commission. So basically what you're doing is just charging for the bourbon that you're serving with the meal. That way you're not violating their stupid rules.
Yes, exactly. We want to be able to offer as much value as possible. And I'm going to tell you, we're throwing pheasant on this menu. This is the first time we're ever doing pheasant. And I'm going to tell you, this menu sounds amazing. I'm going to be eating. I know you're probably going to be there as well.
Yeah.
I always love these dinners because it's such an intimate atmosphere where we get to chat and tell stories and have a great time. And, of course, get to talk about our new bourbon. Tim and Tracy Bass, our partners, are going to be there. They're the ones that have really driven this new bourbon and developed everything there. So they're going to be there talking about their time in Bairdstown, Kentucky, picking out the bottles, the labeling process, all of that. It's just going to be an awesome time. Wednesday, the 22nd, 6 o'clock. Tickets available online. Now, you can come and not participate in the dinner, not participate in the tasting, buy a bottle of our bourbon, have myself sign it, or have Dave Delaney, our attorney, sign it. You're more than welcome to come and hang out as well, too.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, I've got the flyer stored in my phone. All you need to do is text me B for bourbon. Just text me the letter B, and I'll send you the flyer. You can give them a call there at the location. Also online, ironpigsmoked.com for the tickets. Take a short break. More with Ian Murphy. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods. They all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Ian, just so you know, during the break, I got 7 unread text messages, all of them with the letter B. So we've got 7 listeners out there that just heard it, and we'll be sending the flyer out to them. Again, you can get your tickets for this event. It's a week from tomorrow night, It's going to be at the South location, and the tickets are available right now. IronPigSmoke.com is the website. So what other things are happening? How did the Harvest Fest go? How was the turnout? How did it go there this past Saturday?
Oh, man, thanks for asking. Boy, what a great turnout. I mean, we couldn't have asked for better weather. I mean, mid-50s, sunshine, great turnout. Community came out for us big time. I shouldn't say came out for us, came out for the Caring Closet. All the proceeds from this event are going to go towards this local charity that helps put clothes on needy kids in Otsego County. So really, they came out for the Caring Closet. Petting zoo, pony rides, laser tag. My brother-in-law has a bouncy house that they put out at their lake house every summer. He owns a place called Action Motor Sales here in town. I said, hey, why don't you bring the bouncy house out and we'll throw your Action Motor Sales banner out on it. One of the best attractions that we've ever had at any of our events was this bouncy house. So,
oh, that is too cool.
Yeah, I mean, we had a dunk tank. Strings Attached came out and played. Cook's Family Farm donated a huge pig. It was supposed to be just a little suckling, but my goodness, we get this gigantic pig. We roasted that, some of the best pulled pork I've ever had. Holy moly. Just a great time. Yeah, great turnout. Super happy. The next thing that we're doing besides the bourbon dinner is we're doing so the Michigan Bitcoin Trade Council, a friend of mine, Amber Harris, downstate, is on a mission to kind of educate people about cryptocurrency, but more specifically Bitcoin. So November, we're planning a brisket and Bitcoin dinner where her crew is going to come up and educate anybody that is interested in the crypto market and Bitcoin. I like it because it's a decentralized currency. It's not a fiat currency. So anybody that is even remotely interested in anything that has to do with cryptocurrency, keep November, I think 22nd it is, on your calendar. There is information on our website right next to the bourbon dinner for that event as well. There is no RSVP required for that right now. So that's, you know, we're coming into that time of year where we like to schedule wine dinners and all those kind of tasting stuff like that. Without having such crazy summer traffic, it gives us a little bit more space, a little bit more time to plan these events like this. So plan on seeing a lot more of this over the winter months for sure.
And looking at the calendar, the date you mentioned, November 22nd, that's a Saturday. Does that sound right?
I'm checking my notes right now. November 23rd, Sunday, sorry, 4 to 6 p.m.
Okay, the
23rd. And that will be at the downtown location.
Okay.
We've got the perfect sound system mic'd up and everything down there to do that kind of stuff there.
Okay, very good. So we'll mark our calendars for that one as well. Hey, one of the things I did want to talk to you about is planning commissions, local zoning ordinances, this NIMBY, not in my backyard kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a project that we're working on together dealing with, I believe it's Elmira Township and another township. I think what's next door, Green Township, right there in the west end of town. And so many times, these local planning commissions, zoning commissions, for some reason, they seem to want to be against affordable housing, workforce housing, something that a developer wants to come in and build that would be affordable for, you know, just everyday working folks.
Mm-hmm.
And have you had any experience with these local townships, any way, shape, or form? Just wondering, picking your brain here live on the radio, but what's been your overall experience in dealing with some of these folks locally there in Otsego County?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Obviously, there's a huge need for affordable housing. Otsego County, you know, is just like every other county, it seems like, where there is just a deep, deep need for these this affordable housing. What I'm seeing here locally is people all agree that there is a need. People all agree that we need a developer to come in and create and build some affordable housing. What seems to be the division is similar to the solar panel thing, yeah, this not in my backyard situation is turning into, well, we don't want affordable housing next to us.
Right.
You know, there's a proposal next to the freeway nearly in town in the city of Gaylord. That has gone back and forth. I don't think that has been approved. I know the project that you're talking about out towards Elmira Township. And I got to be honest, I don't really understand why people are upset about affordable housing being built in their backyard. when you're taking basically unused land and developing it in the manner in which they're speaking, that's going to raise your property value versus developing solar panels or industrial wind farms or something like that. That's going to do the exact opposite.
Well,
the other thing I think I'm seeing is that the incentive packages that are out there are non-existent, if you will. And I'm not always interested in government subsidies, but there are other ways to incentivize these developers to get these things on the book and get them going. And I think that's kind of what we're running into here in Gaylord, is a little bit of that consternation there.
Well, one of the things that, you know, I say to people is you have to understand the reality of the real estate market and then even the construction market. I mean, I had a friend over here on Torch Lake. He bought up three old cottages. I mean, these things were, you know, 800, 900 square foot, basically what I call deer cabins.
Mm-hmm.
He bought three of those in right in a row. He came in and demoed those, leveled the ground off perfectly, had all his permits in place, had everything paid, building permits ready to go, architectural drawings good to go. He said, Randy, I'm having a problem finding contractors. You know, I can't find somebody to do the rough carpentry. I'm having a problem finding an electrician. A lot of these guys are saying, yeah, I'm scheduled through, March, April of next year in 2026. And it's like, it's almost impossible to do a stick-built home up here in northern Michigan now just because of the trades.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And my former profession years ago was a flooring contractor. And we saw it all the time with various phases of projects being held up, whether it's because of inspections being held up because of contractors not finishing their work or even starting their work. But this is a major problem, and to me, it's just, you know, it's a symptom of, you know, decades of pushing higher education instead of the trades. You know, you can go become a welder and make $80,000 right now. I can tell you a guy that will hire you right now.
Right.
Like, they are desperate, all of the trades. You know, just before this festival, we had our freezer go down, our oven go down, and one of our fryers. I have one appliance guy that I can remotely rely on, and he's crazy busy. But that's insane that I have only one guy that I can count on, because these people just don't exist anymore. They were mm-hmm. they were looked down on for years. Oh, you're an appliance repair guy, or you're just an electrician, or you're just a concrete guy. No. These are the people that have built our society, and we've just decided that higher education seems to be, by and large, much more important than the guy or the gal that can hammer studs together or wire up a room. It's just become untenable, and we've got to make the push for more tradespeople. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things that I'm being educated on, and I don't know if you've ever heard of this company or not, but Ritzcraft out of Jonesville, Michigan, they are building like crazy in Traverse City, Michigan. They're doing a lot of the multifamily apartments and or condos using mm-hmm. this manufactured housing that comes from the factory. And all you have to do is have the foundation there. And they literally can bring the home in pieces, and in one day they can literally set it on the foundation and bolt it together, put everything together, and then have the trades come in and do the finish work. You can have a house basically within 30 days and not have to rely on any outside contractors other than just, you know, a connection made for the electric yep. and the plumbing. And it's amazing what these houses look like, these front porches, the way the roofs are built, the kitchens. Oh, my gosh, the kitchens are just phenomenal. Bathrooms, huge jacuzzi tubs. I mean, it's amazing what these can do and also look like, but they're affordable. They're a lot more affordable than a stick-built house.
You know, the other thing, too, is in even in my neighborhood, there used to be a moratorium on Boca model homes and things like that. And what, speaking of local townships and zoning, there probably needs to be some updates in some zonings, because some of the zoning laws, because some of these Boca homes, like you said, are really nice. I mean, they're built inside. They do have some really nice quality, you know, build them and park them kind of homes. Yep. I'm looking at one directly across the street from my house right now, and you would never know. You would never know that it was built inside and basically trucked in and craned in and built right on site like Legos.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know a gentleman, when I stayed on Mackinac Island for the Republican Leadership Conference, Dave told me, he says, yeah, he says, one day I was riding my bike back to the house. There was a foundation there. He said, next morning, I got up, had breakfast, everything, went right into town. He said, I came back and there was a house there. They put it together. Four different sections came across on a ferry flatbed that they brought in. And he said, yeah, one day was instant house on Mackinac Island. So if it can be done there, it can be done almost anywhere. That's my opinion. So just wondered if you had heard anything about it going on in Otsego.
If you can build a Dollar General in a week, why can't you build some affordable housing in a month?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're excited. Yes, I am definitely going to be attending the bourbon party dinner that you put together. We're going to, I'm not sure about Miss Vicky. She has to work over in Antrim County Clerk's office. I said, well, I'm not going to drink a lot of bourbon then because I got to drive myself back home, is what you're saying. So we'll see. We'll see if she can join us or not. But that is, folks, again, a week from tomorrow night at the South location. All you have to do is text me, B, or Bourbon. I have the flyer. Ian gave it to me. The tickets are on the website, ironpigsmoke.com. Final thoughts, Ian, before I let you go for today?
No, just appreciate you. Appreciate all your listeners. You guys have supported us so awesomely throughout the years. This last weekend with our Harvest Fest, I know tons of people heard us on the radio the last few weeks talking about it. So just thank you, guys. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you as always.
Absolutely. We absolutely appreciate you as well. So we'll let you get back to work. Get ready for it.
You got it. Thanks, brother.
Okay. Again, just text me the letter B, as in bourbon. I have the flyer loaded into my phone. One thing that is pretty phenomenal as I'm looking this flyer over is the menu. This thing is just phenomenal. The main entree, Ian and his chef has put this together. And honest, I got to be honest with you guys, I've never had pheasant before. So this is going to be very interesting. The main entree, smoked pheasant with bourbon glaze over a vanilla bean risotto. And of course, they're serving the Gaylord Gold Iron Pig small batch with that. They have a starter smoked bone marrow with grilled toast and assorted cheeses. That comes with the Forrester, Old Forrester 100. So lots of bourbons to taste. We're going to have a good time. Just text me the B, as in bourbon, and I'll send you the flyer. Tickets on sale, ironpigsmoke.com. Bomb the Hour News. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.